On the show today, we have TMG Vice President of Marketing and Brand Strategy, George Ann Smith, giving a post-executive summit review. So check it out. And on today's program, we have George Ann Smith from TMG. How are you, George Ann?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, we have some big post-conference news from you guys. You guys just got through with your conference last week in Nashville, of all places. I mean, I was there a few weeks ago, and first time there, it was a pretty fun place, and I'm sure you guys experienced the same thing.
We did. It was actually a fantastic conference. One of the best attended conferences that we've had to date. So attendees were, they had rave reviews.
Awesome.
So that's always good.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So let's talk about it. I mean, like, what was the primary focus of your conference this year? I know that each year you guys have kind of a different theme and stuff going. What was it this year for folks?
You bet. It was the power of ingenuity.
Okay.
And Shazia really spoke about that. And how credit unions and financial institutions need to take a look at, really, are they looking at things in a creative manner?
Mm-hmm.
And how then technology can be impacting those credit unions in the future. So everything from nanotechnology to 3D printing to virtual reality, she covered it all. At the conference.
I mean, having you mention those types of things like 10 years ago, or even maybe even 5 years ago, were we even like approaching this road? And now today we're talking about things like that. And it's like extreme, for me at least, I'm sure for you as well, it's really exciting to be in the financial services industry. And then to be on your end of it to provide such items to credit unions has got to be equally exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, what we try to do is, especially at our executive summit, is push people to think beyond financial services and look at industries that are around them and how they're innovating, and take a look at that, how that could potentially change the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, it was just a couple of weeks ago that Ollie, which is a self-driving vehicle that has Watson technology in it, was launched in Washington, D.C. And so think about that from a transportation perspective and how that can be disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the knowledge that it is capturing from the, basically each consumer as they go in and do a rideshare.
I'm glad you mentioned the word disruptive, because that was a lot of talk at the ACUC conference this time around, was how credit unions can be the disruptors instead of the disrupted. And again, I think the technology that you guys are providing and the technology you're talking about outside the industry can certainly help credit unions be those disruptors, because we are nimble enough to move on a dime, so to speak, to apply these things.
Right. And so we talked a lot also about agile design and the fact that today we need to be very flexible and agile to the needs of consumers, not just today, but in the future.
Right.
And so don't take a mindset of not being willing to take risks, but taking the risks and being innovative. So that you're constantly in a learn mode and yet constantly also in an innovation and a progress mode.
And doesn't that add to like the cool factor or the coolness of a credit union is to kind of execute on these kind of cool innovations? It's exciting.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the amount of big data that really credit unions have at the touch of a button, really, the potential for them is just phenomenal when it comes to the information that they have on consumers.
Yeah, so it sounds like a couple of the main takeaways were just these incredible technology innovations that we can apply and kind of looking outside the industry and adopting what other folks are doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we've been talked about was teletransport. And so there are companies out there who realize that even their workforce has to change because a physical building or a physical person may not need to be there in order to service a consumer in the future.
I thought you were talking Star Trek a little bit here.
I know.
Georgia,
I know.
It's like, are we transporting people from building to building in a nanosecond?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was Shazia had such a cool presentation that she had a digital assistant which showed up at the end of her presentation.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she talked about was this new June oven, which is a socially connected oven, and it becomes smarter as you bake in it.
Really?
And she had a digital assistant that came up on the screen that was a hologram and baked her cookies.
What?
And served warm cookies. I know.
Yeah.
Can't get any better than that.
I know. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, we're already seeing the Samsung refrigerator commercials on TV, you know, the Internet of Things and all that type of stuff. And gosh, my gosh, credit unions can be right in the mix with payments and card stuff and all that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And so that's really, we're trying to get the credit unions to think more broadly about the technologies that are really at the forefront and how they can be really leaders in this new financial world.
Indeed, which is changing by the minute, I think.
So were
there any other like surprises or revelations or eye-opening information during any of the presentations that you'd like to share? Because it sounded like it was just loaded with stuff.
We had tons of great speakers. So I think the thing that was really interesting for me is the fact that security is and fraud is at the forefront always.
Okay.
And is never going to be a topic that's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so with these exponential technologies that are being brought to market every day, we're also seeing exponential fraud also develop.
Yep. Yep.
And so fraudsters are becoming smarter. And Brian Krebs was one of our speakers, and it was almost as though he was walking down the red carpet for many of our attendees who follow him religiously. But, you know, one of his key takeaways was that really from a security perspective, that in and of itself should be a key component and position within the credit union space, at a credit union, and that you can't leave it up to technology only, that really you have to be smarter than that. And that's what his key message was.
The people, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and we also had a very cool case study that we brought to the table, a company that actually is out of Nashville called Carvana.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at car vending machines, you can actually get them online and see that within, they have a new business model where within 30 minutes, you can actually purchase a new car and get financially, get your loan application secured.
Really?
And have a car in 30 minutes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Now, his message was that what they did was they took a process and looked at how painful that process was and then found a new way of having a car buying experience for the consumer, and did a phenomenal job of tying it into the credit union industry and how credit unions can really benefit from that type of thinking when it comes to a variety of products, not just payment products, but their loan products and others. So,
oh my gosh, so exciting. I've seen a video, this may be the same company, I don't know, where two people, well, the car salesperson was in the passenger seat, and the person buying the car was in the driver's seat, obviously, and they're using the touchscreen in the car, and the person is buying the car on the touchscreen. And, like, within, like you say, that same amount of time, this person had purchased the car that they were test driving. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
Right. That is this company in a nutshell, yeah.
It was so neat. Yeah, I mean, that actually made the process, instead of like an agonizing experience, what we've all experienced in the past, kind of fun and something you can look forward to.
Absolutely. Another kind of a surprising topic, well, I guess not surprising for those of us in the industry, blockchain technology. That came up.
Okay.
And really what's great about that is TMG is partnering with our strategic partner, Co-op Financial Services, to do some extensive case studies. And Mercator is leading that. And we're really excited about that. We feel like that's going to give our clients the tools that they need in order to make decisions around blockchain.
Gosh, I mean, how do you like keep your head on straight with all the, I mean, your head must have been on a swivel at this conference.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yet at the same time, even though we do a lot of education during the day, mm-hmm. we take some time to really focus on the true experience mm-hmm. of the conference and delivering that unique experience to our clients.
Yeah.
So we take some time to have some fun.
Of course.
And see the sights. One of the unique things that we do every year, no matter where we have the conference, is we do a small vendor fair where mm-hmm. we bring in local vendors that they actually have their goods and can talk about their goods, and we give our attendees a little goodie bag at the end of the day, because they may not have a chance to go out and experience the local community, mm-hmm. and we feel like this is a great way to also give back to the community.
Oh, you brought in local vendors to.
Yes.
Oh, great idea! Oh my gosh, what a great idea!
Local vendors. Yeah.
Right on.
So it's again, we just try to do something that is a unique and fun experience mm-hmm. that really is showcases TMG at. In a way that it's the essence of our brand and who we are.
No doubt. All right. To wrap up, any post-conference info folks who couldn't attend can review? Is there anything out there? I mean, I know I've been getting a lot of the press releases from you folks and seeing all the cool speaker presentations and the topics that are covered and stuff. I'm like, wow, I can't wait to talk to Jordan about this stuff. So anything else that folks could grasp onto and review and things like that?
Sure. I think CU Insights had several things posted, as well as we have recaps on our TMG blog.
Okay.
So those are the couple of places that I would encourage people to go.
Okay.
And then always, if they go out to our website, we'll have information posted there as well. Mm-hmm. So
TMG.global, I think it is.
TMG.global.
Right on.
Absolutely.
Exactly. All right. Well, Georgianne, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. And congratulations on another successful show. Sounds like things went really, really well.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.